This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. If there had been any doubt in Tom Menino's staying power, the mayor vanquished it last night. He delivered a rousing speech in Boston's annual State of the City address. And while he had to acknowledge his long and recent hospitalization, Menino transformed his health challenges into a parable that underscored why he remains bullish on Boston's future.
I have never in 20 years been more optimistic about our future. All it would take to lead in the next decade, the decades after that, is to help each other reach our full human potential. If all this sounds too difficult, I can say to you with complete confidence that it's not. Just pull for each other as much as you pulled for me.
Mayor Tom Menino joins us now from City Hall. Mr. Mayor, great to have you. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
It's great to be with you, Magna. Thank you. I'm Michelle in the streets.
Well, first of all, I have to say your speech was very well received last night. I both saw it and watched it on social media, and there was a lot of love for you in the Twitterverse. You had a standing ovation in Faneuil Hall that lasted almost 3 minutes when you took the stage. So how do you feel about the speech today?
I feel real good about the speech. It had a clear message about what we hope to do in the city in the future. You know, advancing education, which is the most important thing, making sure our young people have a future in the city. But if you have a good education system, looking about quality education. You know, a lot of people want to talk about other issues, but we have to strive to have quality education in not just some of our schools, but all of the schools in our city. And also making Boston the premier city for working women and mothers with children. You know, child care is a huge issue for working mothers. And also knowledge economy. Mm-hmm. You know, working with Harvard and MIT, and to bring technology in Boston, FedEx, BostonX, which will go to the community centers and in the city, and get the neighborhood folks involved in technology.
Well, Mr. Mayor, if I may, you actually made a lot of very interesting and ambitious proposals last night that I want to dig into
sure.
in a little bit more detail, and I will in a moment. But I do have to ask you, lots of people, and you mentioned this in your speech last night, had been worried about your health. You received, you know, tons of cards and letters of support while you were in the hospital and at Spalding Rehabilitation Center as well. But I want to ask you, did you want to have to talk about your health last night, or is that something that you would have rather had not acknowledged at all?
I couldn't ignore it. There were so many people that were good to me during my time at the hospital, you know, at the Spalding and at Brigham Women's. I had to acknowledge all the good people of our city who sent me cards, letters, phone calls, and you know, it's just saying I'm so humbled by it. You know, who am I? I'm a kid from Hyde Park and who became mayor, and to have that expression from many people humbled me, really. I just and today is still I'm going through cards that are coming in. Even to this late date, it's been, you know, about 3 months now. And, Magda, we have a good city, you know, and good people who care about each other. And that's what I found when I was hospitalized. They cared about not just for a time, but the city of Boston.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the specific proposals and sort of points that you mentioned last night that you want to tackle going forward for Boston. And as you mentioned, one of them was about education in Boston public schools. You talked about eliminating the cap on in-district charter schools and your desire to gain more power to change hiring and the length of school days at more schools in the district. So let me ask you, all that can't happen without engaging with the teachers' unions in Boston. Does that mean you're gearing up for another fight with them? You just went through one regarding their latest contract.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, we had a piece of legislation in the past a couple of years ago, which gave us some new powers and to have long school days, some issues with the teachers and what they can do and what they can't do. And so I hope to get legislation passed that will give us some of those flexibilities that we need to really improve the educational process in Boston. You know, in district charters, you know, you look at the Upper Academy in South Boston, it's at the Gavin School. Same kids, but this year they were in the one middle school in math. And of all the schools in Massachusetts, the Upper Academy, which is the Gavin School, did real well. It was a top school. I mean, so if you need that flexibility in programming and also in teacher hours, you need that. It's not like the old days where you go to school for 6 hours and go home.
Mm-hmm.
You need that opportunity to reinforce what goes on in the classroom. And just think about it, that why people say, why do you need that? Well, look at the diversity of our classrooms, where those kids come from and where they go home to.
Hmm. Well, let's talk, move on if we can, to a major portion of your speech that had to do with women in the city of Boston, working women, families especially. You got very passionate cheers when you talked about the creation of a women's workforce council. But here's the money line from you last night that really lit up not only the hall there, but the social media universe as well.
Among other steps, we'll make Boston the first city in the country to achieve pay equity for women.
Mayor Menino, I don't know if you follow Twitter very closely, but I think I saw, you know, a good 1,000 tweets right in the moments after you said that. So my question for you is, what specifically can you do as mayor? What policy can you enact that could possibly lead to pay equity for women in the city of Boston?
Well, we're going to put a women's council together and work with the different CEOs of our city. Yeah, it's unfair when you have the same person graduate from college and make a third less than the male occupant person getting the job. We need to look up equity, and it's something I've talked about for many years. I mean, look at our boards in the city of Boston, and many of the women are not represented on those boards. You know, they need to be represented. They're over 50% of the folks in our city. They need to be represented on the boards, and also they have to get same pay equity as males do.
Is there anything sort of practical or legislative beyond your working with CEOs and board members in Boston that can be done? Can City Hall enact anything?
I know we use a bully pulpit really on it, and you know, can we look at legislation? It's something we'll look into in the future. I mean, when I put my group together sometime in the next 10 days, we're going to look at all the possibilities of how we enforce that and the way we do it. It's difficult, but let me just tell you, we want to make sure that people understand that women should have the same opportunities as males do.
Mm. In a few minutes, Mr. Mayor, we're going to be talking to Reverend Jeffrey Brown about his tenure at the 10-Point Coalition.
He's a wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. Did a great job.
And so we're going to spend the rest of the show sort of talking about community efforts and anti-violence efforts in the city of Boston. You also spoke about that last night. Let's listen.
Those who bring guns and drugs into our neighborhoods should know we will bring you to justice.
So another heartfelt moment from your State of the City address last night. But I'm curious, you also mentioned that the murder rate indeed in Boston has ticked down over the past couple of years. But yet these crimes, these very violent crimes, remain concentrated in specific neighborhoods in the city. So I'm wondering, how do you plan to really target the violence in those neighborhoods in particular?
Well, some of those neighborhoods, we have to get back to the basics there. We have to make sure that there's opportunities for the folks who live there, that there's jobs, and that's what I'm doing with this Boston X program. A lot of these community centers in those particular neighborhoods, train them for jobs and technology. That's part of it. And also get the investment of the building trades into those neighborhoods also to put people in apprentice programs. Jobs are the greatest equalizer. And, you know, when you're not working, you become restless, you become aggravated, and you do some crazy things. Mm. But I just say that as in those neighborhoods, yeah, there is violence in certain neighborhoods of the city of Boston, but not as great as other cities. But we take it very personal in Boston. It's a very personal. I was talking to a person of authority in Boston who came to the city to work, and this person said to me, "Mayor, you folks in Boston take it very personal. It's a personal thing to you folks when somebody gets shot." And where I came from, nobody really cares, but that's what Boston's all about. Mm. It's a caring city, a city that reaches out, like I did last night with the young boy's mother who showed up at the event. And after his son got shot, she said, you know, call for peace, and the gun guy from the NRA calls for guns.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mayor, I've just got about a minute or so left to go. I want to close by asking you that this is your 20th year in office. Some people do still continue to have concerns about your health. You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Type 1.
Type 1 diabetes. Oh, okay. My mistake. I'm sorry. And you had problems with your back. I saw you walk with a cane last night, but you didn't sit down the whole time you gave that speech. You looked lively. So here comes the question. Are you going to run for a sixth term?
You're asking a very difficult question.
It's an easy one, actually, isn't it?
No, it is not an easy one. You know, I love my job. I look forward to the future of our city. and I'll make those decisions in some time in the near future.
Well, Mayor Mineo, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Next time, I hope we can have you here in the studio as well, okay?
Thank you very much.
Tom Mineo is the mayor of the city of Boston. He spoke with us today from City Hall.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Jeffrey Brown, head of the Boston 10-Point Coalition, about his decision to step down and about the future of faith-based anti-crime initiatives in the city of Boston. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.